verano. Jantung berdebar-debar, rasanya tak menentu.
Here is the news. The Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education has emphasized that artificial intelligence is designed to assist teachers in their duties, not replace them. Head of the Ministry's Center for Data and Information Technology, Yudhistira Nugraha, said during a discussion at Sikla Mosque here on Wednesday in the context of education, AI or artificial intelligence is not built to replace teachers, but rather to support them. According to Nugraha, to effectively utilize AI in teaching, teachers need to master several stages. The Ministry of Transportation has cleared Selat Lempa Port in Natuna Regency, Riau Island, for export and import activities. Head of the Transportation Agency in Natuna, Alazi, on Wednesday said that the approval was conveyed in an official letter from the Ministry's Directorate General of Sea Transportation in early July 2025, following applications from the Regency and the provincial government. That's the news.
How come?
We'll be right back. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Mm-hmm. ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Paik Akori. The song Paik Akori was composed by Arnold Clemens. This Biak language song tells the story of a nomad who misses his hometown. He leaves his hometown to pursue his dreams. He is determined to use his knowledge to develop his hometown, which has beautiful nature. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from Papua entitled Paik Akori by A User Group. Happy listening!
Barek na paik akori paik veyunya suar muraro ras veyunya besonaya mamsu prikna dairo yarir ya buro bubesaena sarayaena yendi sarena Resup amberi mure mambarik nambawabi Yor fansinan kamasan kwa maya besoruya Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Saya kabe, rasoya kabe, webu besposen sa propaena. Yo maya ke, yana pia mundo mo baena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoruya. Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Insaya kaber rasoya kaber bebu besposen sa propaena Yo maya ke yanapya mundo mobaena Barek na paik akori paik veyunya suar muraro Ras veyunya besonaya mamsu prikna dairo Yariria buro bubes aena saraya aena yendi sarena Resup amberi mure mambarek nampawawi Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoruya Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Saya kabir, rasoya kabir, rebu besposen sa propaena. Yo maya ke, ya napya mundo mo baena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya, besoruya.
Insaya sari amis kabare sonui kabare Insaya kabera soya kaber bebu besposen sa propalena Yo maya ke yana pia mundo mobaina Yo maya ke yana pia mundo mobaina
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, if you want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from the Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia, rri.co.id is the answer. rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So please stay informed from a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal. Listener, now I would like to share you our quote of the day. Now it is from Muhammad Nasir. He said, "To reach something, one must fight for it. Like picking coconut on the tree, you don't wait to it fall. Like ripe durian." Well, Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 up to 1951, the Masyumi organization figure and freedom fighter. He is also known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence.
Drive me to the town. Sleep with me tonight. She's my lonely wine. Nothing is forever. Nothing is for real. Do you have to leave me? Why don't you just kill me? Time is the loneliest people I know. This is disco, laziest time.
I want you, I need you.
This is disco, laziest time.
I want you, I need you.
Come around.
I want you and I need you.
This is
lover, nothing for real. Do you have to leave me? Why don't you just kill me?
Sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Saatnya ku berkata, mungkin yang terakhir kali. Sudahlah lepaskan semua. Ku yakin inilah waktunya. Mungkin saja kau bukan yang dulu lagi. Mungkin saja rasa itu telah pergi. Dan mungkin bila nanti kita akan bertemu lagi, satu pintaku, jangan kau coba tanyakan kembali rasa yang ku tinggal mati seperti hari kemarin saat semua di sini. Mm-hmm. bersama. Mungkin saja kau bukan yang dulu lagi. Mungkin saja rasa itu telah pergi. Dan mungkin bila nanti kita akan bertemu lagi, satu pintaku jangan kau coba tanyakan kembali rasa yang ku tinggal mati seperti hari kemarin saat semua di sini. Satu pintaku jangan kau coba tanyakan kembali rasa yang ku tinggal mati seperti hari kemarin saat semua di sini. Tak usah kau tanyakan lagi.
Yes, listener, that was the song from Peter Pan with title Mungkin Nanti. Hopefully this song can also make you feel enjoyable and also feel entertained listening to our program on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, only on Indonesia Today. Well, listener, finally, I'm Amar Faisal, and also the Kurang Duty would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to our program, and hopefully you still stay tuned and also listening to our program, listener, because here our colleague that would like to continue our Indonesia Today here at 12 p.m. local time Jakarta. And here still there are still many songs and also feature that would like to accompany you. Now here, that would like to say, to share here, to accompany you, the song from here, Wali with title Baik-Baik Sayang, and also our feature Kolintang, as well as our another song that also would like to accompany you, listener. So stay tuned at www.voyages.id. Have a nice day and see you next time. Wali with title Baik-Baik Sayang.
Sayang, karena bahagia. baik sayang, ada aku untukmu. Hanya satu pintaku di siang dan malammu. Baik-baik sayang, karena aku untukmu.
Kolintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, Kolintang is similar with gambang, traditional instruments from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kolintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, Kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, Kolintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, Kolintang only consisted of some pieces of wood which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kolintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making Kolintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Telur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, Kolintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about Kolintang, let's listen to Kolintang rhythm.
Thank you.
consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, karua tenor 1, karua rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaisa melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inataweng melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given cloth pads, like gamelan pads. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
hati untukku membagi. Menemani langkahku dan minta berarti. Dan bila semua tercipta tanpa harus ku merasa, kan cinta yang tersisa hamba hidup terasa. Bagai bintang di surga dan seluruh warna dan kasih yang setia dan cahaya nyata. Oh bintang di surga, berikan cerita dan kasih yang setia dan cahaya nyata. Hati untukku membagi, menemani langkahku dan minta berarti. Dan bila semua tercipta tanpa harus ku merasa, dan cinta yang tersisa hampa hidup terasa.
Bagai bintang di surga dan seluruh
akan kau buat, kau takkan selamat, pasti di